This is Terry, and you're listening to episode 233.
Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Hey, Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to my podcast here on my website at TerryWilson3.com. If you are on YouTube, subscribe. We'd love to have you as a subscriber so that you can get new updates when they come out. If you're listening to iTunes or Stitcher, please leave a comment and subscribe there as well. Of course, you can always go to my website, see any of the archives of different podcasts we've done. Been doing this now for about 4 years. I can't believe it. And already up to episode 233. It started out with me producing these and then sending them out to about five or six radio stations throughout the country, sort of as a small time syndication, and that was simply to promote my insurance business and financial planning business. And it just, business has grown and exploded and has evolved, and now I do more coaching and consulting. I don't even do the insurance stuff anymore, producing, that is. I still promote it. Matter of fact, if you'd like to get a free quote on life insurance, if you're looking for life or health, for plans that, especially on the health side, that are off the exchange, these are non-compliant plans that you will pay a penalty for because you don't have a compliant plan. But if you're looking for something that might fit your needs better and give you more protection, you can go over to freelifequote.net. That's freelifequote.net. And get a quote on insurance, health insurance, life insurance, any of those things that you need. I'm going to take some questions today. I don't really have a quote unquote topic. I do this from time to time. Normally it's on these live calls that I have, but I had several emails over the weekend, and this weekend has been spent mostly preparing for a webinar that we're doing tonight. If you catch this podcast and hear it in time, tonight at 9 p.m., this is March the 27th, we're doing a webinar, full-blown webinar, on how you can grow and hack, as I use an internet term, hack your income. I'm going to give you some specific strategies and techniques that you can use and engage in. And by doing this, really grow your income, and not just grow income, but grow wealth. You know, there's one thing to make good money today and then it gone tomorrow simply because of the type of business or business model or career that you're in. So I'm going to give you some distinctions between different income types and different ways to make money in today's world online, not even necessarily having to sell. So it's going to be a very informative meeting if you'd like to come out. Of course, it will be recorded if you miss that particular webinar, and I'll put the link to the recording in this particular podcast, because I know I'm recording this podcast the same day that we're going to be doing a webinar tonight. And that might not be, you know, the quickest alert that you need. But anyway, I want to get right into your questions. And I had some very unique questions that came in over the weekend. And one of them in particular had to do with the way I dress. And I was like, good Lord, I'm an online marketer. What are you talking about? But this is a gentleman that has been in insurance, an older gentleman, comes from a generation that I was raised in. I'm not necessarily of that generation, but I know that mindset because my parents raised me that way. So I understand where they're coming from. So I did not take offense at all when this question was asked, but it specifically talks to Terry. You come from the business world, the financial world. You understand that first impressions only happen once. And I was inquiring about your dress. It seems like you wear t-shirts mostly when I see you on your podcast and webinars. Just wondering, as you come from the financial background, does this hurt your business? And so I get that. The whole adage, dress for success. Here's the deal. If I was still out in the field, if I was still out, you know, going door to door or booking appointments or having people literally come in and see me, yeah, I would probably wear more than a Carolina t-shirt and jogging pants. Okay. But because I work from home, I literally, a lot of times, I'm just going to tell myself, sometimes I'll roll right out of bed and work in my pajamas that day. If it's just the type of day I'm having. Now, typically I'll get up and, you know, get about and do the things and chores I need to do and go run errands that I need to run. And then, you know, dress, you know, in a nice t-shirt or t-shirt. I'm not even going to say it's nice. But the beautiful thing about working from home is that the comfort of home, the comfort of not having to go out. And I look at my website and my online marketing and presence as my dress, as that first impression, as, you know, my calling card. Hey, this is me. This is who I am. This is who I'm about. So the mindset, the attitude that you only get once to make a first impression, I still understand that logic, still understand that training, teaching, thinking, subscribe to it. But I apply it on my website and not in my clothes. See, back probably when this gentleman was coming up, the internet wasn't even a thing at that point. And if he came up through the 70s and 80s and as a sales professional going out and doing mortgage lending, it looks like, and he's done insurance and different things like that, then, you know, the suit makes the man. If you want to be taken serious, then dress serious. I understand all those cliches. But in today's world, you are going to be judged more on your online appearance and presence than you are in your physical, you know, day-to-day attire. Now, if I'm going out and doing a seminar, a webinar, something, or a seminar first, you know, one-on-one, I just did one over the weekend, then yeah, I'm going to dress a little more appropriately for that particular event. But just working from home on a webcam here, yeah. I want people to know I'm comfortable. I'm at my house. This is my home office right here. These are literally the books that I read on a day-to-day basis, study from. There's nothing that, now, a lot of times I'll have the green screen behind me and it'll have a different, if I'm using pictures from my computer here to, you know, illustrate a point, to bring out a PowerPoint, show something on the web. If I'm training on software and stuff, I'll use the green screen so I can put that behind me. But when it's just like this, me talking and doing the podcast, a lot of times what you'll see in the background is just the bookcase here in my office. So, and I dress accordingly. So great question, and I thank you for it. This comes from a member of TW3 who is an elite member and has our podcasting system and wants to know, what is the hardware I use? What kind of equipment am I using here? And so what I've done is I've brought in a handheld camera here, and I'll just show you what I'm using, and you can see the back side of what people see on the front end. So I'm gonna grab my camera here for just a second, and this will be, if you want to see this, if you're listening on the podcast, you'll see, you'll have to go over to YouTube or something, but there you can see I'm using the Yamaha MG12XU. The reason I'm using this particular console is because, if you'll notice at the top, if you're not a music or recording guy, this might not make sense, but there is a particular effect, if you will, that is available for the first four channels, and it's that yellow knob right there, and what that is called compression. So if I've got a microphone plugged in, which I do, if you'll notice right there in channel one, it goes to the Heil right here PR 40 microphone that I'm using to record this on. That is what that's plugged into. And if you'll notice, I have my trim set to where it is, I can run my fader at zero. Okay. So just a little audio lesson here. A lot of times people have their trim not set correctly, and then their fader is all over the map. You should be running at zero gain here. So that's a balanced, a clean output there and input. But anyway, not getting too far into technical weeds here. But that's the console I use. Of course, here is my Alesis iDock that I'm using, an app here for, and I forget the name of this app, Dock something. I'll look it up and put it in the notes here. I should have wrote that down before. But that is like a $10 application that you can get for iPhones or iPads. And let me just do this real quick. I'll close it down here. And it's called the Boss Jock. Thank you. So I don't have to look it up. But that's where, when the intro and outro comes in, you'll see me reach down here and just go, like, if I was going to end the show right now, I'd be pressing that. And you'll hear the music coming up. And then it's in channel. And if I need to fade that up or fade that down a little bit according to my headphone mix here, I can right there, as you can see. But that's where all the jingles and stuff.
You got leads.
So that's where all that is. I've got different WAV files that I've got triggered right there.
He told the guy, he said, when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.
So I've got,
you know, I think you got the wrong impression about
all these different sound bites and stuff. And of course, if I'm staging something, if I want to go to a commercial on other shows that I do, I can go,
and we'll be right back.
You know, things like that you can do. So it's pretty cool there. And then I'm recording all this coming out of this mixer into the Tascam DR05 here. And then what'll happen is once that this WAV file is done, it'll be put right up here into GarageBand. And then what I'm using to record the YouTube, hey, I'm on TV right here. You can see right there, that is what's called OBS. It's a free software, OBS. And all I'm doing is I'm using that camera right here to record the video. And then I will use the different, like the lower third here, I've put that in. You put all these images right in here, and you can do what's called a layer right there. And so that's what I'm doing. You know, it's just a computer right here. It didn't have to be Mac, but I'm using a Mac because I'm a Mac guy. But that's the mixing console that goes in. So that's the kind of hardware you would need. And then I would say that right there, that's the television. Keep that turned off when you're trying to do shows because it'll distract you. So anyway, so let's get back over here. So anyway, I'm going to cut that off right there. That's the equipment that I'm using. That's the software. I'll try to put a list of that in the show notes here. So if you're setting up your podcast, if you're a member at TW3, that's the best thing you can do. I'm telling you, because it's going to get your brand out there. It's going to allow people. I can't tell you how many times people have called in, ordered a product, good or service from me. And I always hear this thing, Terry, I feel like I know you. I've listened to you now for 2, 3, 4, or 5 years. I think I've been doing this for 5 years. But they, you know, what is it, 2017? Yeah, well, actually, I'm going on, what am I talking about? 7 years, because I started doing the podcast when I just started doing this type of business. So 7 years. And so I'll hear people all the time, Terry, man, I feel like I know you. It just, there's something about audio and keeping your brand out there that just builds rapport with people. And that's what you want. At the end of the day, you're wanting people to know you're a real person offering a real product, and you stand behind. Because if you're putting your name out there, if you're putting a face with something, then if you're design is to get one over on people and then leave town the next day, it's very hard to do when you're putting this much, if you got this much stock in the game. Okay. And they know that. They might not know it on an intellectual level, but there's a subconscious level, on a psychological level, saying this guy must be real because he's really putting a lot of things out there. I mean, I can't afford to do anything poorly in my business, not execute on the level that I claim, because I'm very exposed. And so that gives my buyer leverage in the deal. They know that. And they know that this guy, you know, he's got way more to lose than what he's able to gain in selling this $100, $200, $2,500 product. So that's why podcasting is huge, to help you build rapport with your audience and to develop clients that you can offer your coaching, consulting products, whatever you're offering. So strongly, strongly, strongly recommend doing that and staying involved with that. Here's another question I got, and I'm trying to pull it up here. I wrote these things down so I could see them better. Terry, I really don't understand what your business is. Can you explain exactly what it is that you do? Been listening for the last few months. I found you online through social media, listening to your podcast, seen some webinars, but just really don't understand what it is you're selling. Oh, okay. So here's the deal. I sell opportunity. I guess is the best way to say it. Whether you come on board with me or you come on board with something else, we can send you to other opportunities that are not inside my business that I've been set up as a recruiter for. If you're in the job opportunity space, let's say, for instance, you're looking for a job, you need something hourly or salary, I can send you to terrywilson3.com/jobs. That's terrywilson3.com/jobs. And help you find something there. I had to turn my camera off. It was making noise there. So that's part of it. So anytime someone's looking for an opportunity to have a job or a business, that's an option. I offer them to onboard with us as what we call a sales rep and trainer. That's where they get our products. Now, what is my product? It is a lead generation marketing system to help any business, whether it be an online business or a physical location, grow their business through lead generation marketing efforts and managing those clients. So it's a whole suite of software solutions that will help a business start, grow, and monetize. And so by using these systems, we give you training alongside them to say, okay, if I've got clients, for instance, that want to do what I'm doing, just podcast. They don't want to sell anything. They don't want to talk one-on-one. They don't want to have to chase people down. But they'd love to share something that they're interested in, sports, religion, politics, day-to-day life, family, whatever. And they said, but I don't know how I could make money with that. And we come alongside them, and we have a system called our referral marketing package, or RMP, and we have what's called referral marketing partners that we can get them attached to. And then when they build an audience, they can start. And it's not affiliate marketing. A lot of people don't understand the difference between referral marketing and affiliate marketing. You can do affiliate marketing. It's just more difficult. Affiliate marketing means I go to Amazon and get a link set up. I send somebody that's heard my blog, podcast, webinar, blog, whatever, and I send them over and say, hey, click this link, buy this. You can do that. I do that. I do some affiliate marketing. But the difference there is a purchase has to be made. They have to buy something before I ever get paid. In referral marketing, you can come to me and say, Terry, I am in the market for fill in the blank. And I'm just looking right now, trying to find, you know, I can send you over somewhere when you click on that link and ask for a quote, just like I did with freelifequote.net. Or you're looking for a job, and I say go to terrywilson3.com/jobs. When you fill out a form to say, hey, I'm needing a quote, or I'm looking for a job and I apply here, that activity, just doing that, whether they hire you or not, or you accept the offer or not for a job or for that insurance or for whatever that product is, because I'm just using those two, but there's hundreds. Just for filling that out, the conversion didn't have to take place. Just for filling that out, I get paid. That's referral marketing. It's where I can give you things. It's like you've heard on many of my podcasts, earners are learners, leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. That's why I want to give you a free audiobook from Audibles. Go to terrywilson3.com/freebook. That's terrywilson3.com/freebook. When I do that, and you go over there and you get an audiobook, you try their service out for 30 days. You don't have to buy anything. You don't have to continue the service. They give you an audiobook, and I get paid $15 just for sending you over there. Okay. If I have a webinar or a podcast that gets 10,000 downloads and 1% of the people respond to the call to action, that's 1,000 people, 1,000 times $15 over time. Do the math. So, didn't sell anybody anything, gave tons of people stuff. I get paid. That's what referral marketing is. And we have what's called an RMP package that if you onboard with us as a plus member or an elite member, you get. So that's a little bit about my business. There's several different nuances to it. There's several different ways to make money. That's why it's sort of hard to quantify exactly what the business is as far as what you would be doing. But what my business is to evangelize you on opportunity. I put on a business card as a joke over the weekend as and one of the seminars I was doing, I'm an opportunity evangelist. All I'm doing is showing you what you can do, how you can make money, and here are the tools, the training, the technology you would need to accomplish that. So that's what I do, and that's what my business is. And finally, excuse me, I had a question here that says, Terry, I just got involved with a new business. I'm using your tools to generate leads for that business. My question is this. This is my first time, and I'm struggling to just stay motivated. How do you stay motivated? Great question. So motivation is something that has to be worked on. It just doesn't come as a byproduct. You're not just going to wake up every day. Now, some people have a natural personality, temperament that just keeps them happy-go-lucky. They're enjoying life. Everything's great. Everything's grand because I'm happy, you know, all that stuff. Some people are just designed that way, made that way, and that's fine. But a lot of people are not, especially when you're in business, especially when you're putting yourself out there, especially when you're trying to put a dent in the universe. You're going to have resistance. Anytime you try to take ground, spiritually, emotionally, economically, business, personally, professionally. Anytime growth takes place, pushback takes place because you're pushing in, you're going in to another area. And that area, whether it be through people, personalities, places, ways of doing things, there's a resistance. When you start a business, you're doing different things, new activities. And because of that new activities, there's new business muscles that you've never used before, maybe, and you're feeling that. It's just like going to a gym. So the thing that you have to do consistently is, number one, keep the goal in front of you. What are you trying to accomplish? Why are you doing this? Keep your why out there. This is why I'm doing it. It's not to chase. I'm not chasing money. And I don't teach, by the way, I'm not a person that advocates chasing money. It's not about money. It's about freedom. It's about you getting hooked up with why you were designed, engaging your purpose. And you do that by engaging your passions. And your passion comes from two things, what you're proficient with and what you're, or your purpose comes from two things, what you're proficient with and what you're passionate about. If you're doing those, if you're engaging what you're passionate about and you're engaging what you're good at, then you have found your purpose. And if you found your purpose, number one, it's going to be easier to stay motivated. But number two, it's going to be an area of life that you're going to find success quicker. A lot of times people don't feel motivated because they're getting slapped back, pushed back, all this, and they're in this thing that just don't feel right. So number one, check, make sure you're doing the thing that's right for you, that resonates with you, that you're designed for, you're passionate about, you've got proficiencies with, and then keep the why out in front of you. Every day, remind yourself, this is why I'm doing this. This is why I'm involved here. This is why I want to go to the next level. This is why I want to grow to the next level. And when you do that, you know, motivation is like taking a mental bath. You got to do it once a day. King David says, build yourself up. You got to stay. Sometimes no one else is going to motivate you. You sort of have to motivate yourself. Keep that out in front of you. It'll happen. Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to TerryWilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, it's a great system here. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.